turn me on. Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on. Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on. Hey, burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on.
And that was Pete Nero with Burnt Pop-Tarts Turn Me On. Hey, how you doing? I'm Pete Nero. Welcome to my podcast, Rants from Hell, another brain crack. And thank you for being here. Thank you for checking out my podcast. And yeah, that was my newest hit release, Burnt Pop-Tarts Turn Me On. And you know why? Because I have, I was thinking of a subject for this podcast. And I was going online and I was looking at a couple things and was going to go one route and then decided to go another route when I Googled and searched a couple things online about sexual fetishes in general, weird fetishes. And wow, man, there is stuff out there that, woo! Everybody has fetishes. Well, I think most people, some people, I don't know. Some people have fetishes. Do you have fetishes? No. I'm only asking just for conversation and for, you know, if we can maybe have a little dialogue down the road. Or I'm not asking you because, you know, I'm getting my jollies here. But yeah, you know, fetishes, it's something that it's always fascinated me. Well, it fascinates a lot of people because, you know, like, everybody has one fetish or another. Some people, you know, their sex life or what turns them on or their little quirks, they're kind of mild, you know. Then other people, you know, they have the usual typical fetishes, you know. I mean, you know, women dressing up sexy, men dressing up sexy with, you know, you got the lingerie or the, you know, the leopard skin underwear, you know, the leather, the nylon, the chains, you know, the rubber, that kind of shit, you know, just, or a woman dressing up as a sexy French maid or a man dressing up as a police officer or, you know, wearing a nice, you know, a sexy James Bond tuxedo, that kind of stuff. People have those kind of fetishes, right? And then you get the other ones that are a bit more out there, spicier out there, you know. People with little weird, shouldn't say weird. I mean, none of them are really weird. Now, I'm dealing with the fetishes that are normal fetishes, then some that are a little, again, a little spicy out there. And then there's some that are really weird. Now, you know what? I'm not here to judge anybody. That's completely the opposite of what I'm doing here. It's just to explore these things, right? Explore these fetishes because they're fascinating to me that some of them are really out there. Some of them are really unique and some of them are plain just fucked up. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Who am I to judge? And I'm not. I'm here to entertain you. I'm here to chat. I'm here to discuss things. But yeah, I mean, you know, some people, again, you know, some people like to watch porn. Maybe some people like to watch, you know, like sex with themselves, sex with a partner, sex in a group, sex with another living thing. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, and then you get, you know, and then you get the other more unique kind of fetishes where, you know, people like to smell feet and smell farts and, well, what a subject matter and what a podcast I am recording today. You know what? I'm taking a chance. I'm getting myself out there and doing something that might catch your attention. Maybe it might offend some people. Maybe turn on some people. Maybe turn off some people. That's what I'm here to do. You know what? The world out there right now is, the shit is hitting the fan big time. What is it? It's April 13 today, 2021. Ah, man, everything is still, the shit's hitting the fan. And let me take one moment out of time here in the middle of the podcast on a serious note. I do thank you for being fans. of my podcast and my videos on YouTube and my Twitter, whatever. Thank you for being fans. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to my stuff, watching my stuff. But I do want to take one little moment to be serious. I hope that, seriously and from the bottom of my heart, I hope that all of you, whether you are a fan or not a fan, or you just happen to come across this podcast and you're listening to it, maybe it's your first time, and I really want to say I hope that you're well. I hope you're well mentally, physically, emotionally. I hope that you're dealing with this pandemic, and I really hope that you're all well. And if for whatever reason you're not well, my heart goes out to you, and I sincerely wish and hope that you recover. And I just want everybody to be fine. I want everybody to be fine and be healthy and be happy and be content. That's what my goal is. And why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I like to be funny. I love comedy. I'm here to entertain you and myself. You know, there's enough serious shit going on in the world right now. There's enough stuff in the world. So we're taking a little break. Taking a little break, a little slice at a time here to kind of just, you know, have a laugh, have a little chuckle, laugh at some shit and nonsense and jokes and stuff that I'm doing here. That's all that it is. But, and thank you again. But where was I? Yes, fetishes. Weird fetishes. I don't even know if I should call them weird. They're just fetishes. Again, some people might not have any. Some people, you know, have the typical ones like we mentioned before, you know, the lingerie, the nylon, the leather, the chains, and the costumes. And then some people have really fucked up ones. Now, that's great. You can have whatever fetish you want. As long as it's safe and not completely tasteless and not illegal and not disgusting, hey, you know what? Go at it, man. Go balls deep or whatever, you know, turns your crank, floats your boat, you know, rubs your nub, whatever it is. But yeah, you know, I was Googling some things. You know what? I have to be honest with you. I did a little mix up today. I Googled actual fetishes here, but then I also threw in some imaginary ones that I made up that I am convinced exist out there. I'm convinced. For example, we'll start with this one. People who get turned on by people who dress up as a mailman with a party hat. A mailman wearing a party hat. Can you fucking imagine? That is a sexual fetish. My God. A priest with a hula hoop. Wow. What? A priest with a hula hoop. That's interesting. Now, mind you, some people just get turned on by the priest, which, I don't know, you get a little sacrilegious kind of religious blasphemy happening there. But, you know, some of us have had bad run-ins with priests. And anyway, I'm going to get too controversial here today. But, wow. And also, people who dress up like nuns. Whether a woman does it or a man does it, dressing up as a nun turns some people on. I don't know, does that go back to like those of you who went to private Catholic school who had bad run-ins?
Or good run-ins.
With a nun. Anyway. Interesting. What about this one? People who dress up like a cow with udders and walk around with a bottle of milk. What? What is that, man? That's weird. Again, we're getting into kind of like the bestiality over here. Or anything, or any outfit that you might wear, that, you know, animal outfit. For some reason, a lot of people are turned on by their partner or someone else wearing an animal costume. I don't know, they have a fetish for the zoo, or I don't know, man, fuck knows. What about this one? People who tape garbage all over their body. Can you imagine walking around like a human trash pile? What, like you're taping like, you know, pieces of paper and empty cans and empty milk carts, empty egg containers, and I don't know, man, just walking around with garbage taped all over you. Like, I mean, you know, a human moving pile of garbage turns them on, I guess. I guess. I don't know, man. What about people who wear a latex suit, a full body latex suit, and like to fart in it? The full body latex suit, that's been around for a while. And even the spandex one, you know, like, you know, the guys who wear the green suit or the blue suit, whatever it is, full tight body spandex or latex suit. Okay. But then other people get even more turned on when these guys are farting in these suits. Oh my God, what a fucking podcast I'm recording today. Woo. Again, here's another one. People who get dressed up in grizzly bear outfits. This goes back to the other, you know, getting dressed up as animals. You get turned on when you see someone dressed up as a grizzly bear. Again, is this like a circus fetish or a zoo fetish bestiality thing that you have? I don't know. I think that would scare the shit out of me more than actually turn me on. But then again, this is, I don't fall in the category of this particular fetish over here. Or what about people who play loud orchestra music while having sex? Can you imagine? Dance. Can you imagine? That would like fuck up my concentration. you're trying to have sex, you're trying to bang, trying to get laid while there's loud orchestra music going on. It's, oh my God, that would that would be distracting, irritating, and wow. What about people who like to 69 while in a car wash? Just imagine you're going, well, a lot of people like to do a lot of things in car washes. You know, you're in your car, you're going through the car wash, and you start making out, or you start going at each other, or by yourself, whatever, but getting into actual full-out sexual positions, man, in a car wash. You better get ready and get done by the time the car wash is done and your car comes out the other end. Otherwise, you're going to give a fucking show to people that... But this is what I mean. This is an example of strange fetishes that, you know, that are out there. But wow. And then there's one more here that I found. This is an actual fetish that I found online, and it just blows my mind, man. It fascinates me. I'm not even really sure it fascinates me. It's more of, it confuses me, but also, yeah. Let me see if I can pronounce this correctly. Climacophilia? Climacophilia. Climacophilia. I'm trying to, sometimes I pronounce words shit. Hey, you know what? I learned proper English when I went to kindergarten, man. English wasn't even my first language. And I have my old kindergarten report card to prove it, but that's another story for a different time. But yeah, I'm going to try my best. Climacophilia. You know what this is? Arousal of falling down the stairs. Arousal of falling down the stairs. Now, does that mean you get aroused when you fall down the stairs, or you get aroused when you watch someone else fall down the stairs? I mean, wow, there's a whole community about this, man. I just found it by accident, and that is unique. That's unique. That one's a unique one. Yeah, that's a unique one. But, woo! So there you go. This is the podcast that I decided to do for today. This was my subject for today. I hope you like it. I hope you find it interesting. What are your fetishes? Again, I'm not asking because I want to get off on here. Just at a conversation, you know? And by the way, you can always contact me. And some of you, I hope that you do. Contact me, say, hey, Pete, how you doing? Or, you know, I like this podcast, or I like that podcast, or I like what you're doing, or tell me that you're a fan. Tell me that you're not a fan. Tell me what you would like to hear. Shout me a hey, shout me a ho, shout me a hi.
I'm on Twitter at RealPeteNero. And so there you go. There's my podcast for today, April 13, 2021. Weird fetishes. And I hope you like my little song that I did earlier. Yeah. Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on. That must be a fetish somewhere as well. You know what I mean? People who get turned on by burnt Pop-Tarts. Well, food in general. That reminds me, actually. Food in general. Do you guys remember a movie from the 80s? A movie from the 80s called 9 1/2 Weeks. 9 1/2 Weeks from the 80s. I think it was Mickey Rourke and Kim Basinger were in this movie. And it was one of the original early 80s, kind of like really sexy, controversial movies out there. I mean, it wasn't X-rated. It was R-rated. But I mean, it was pushing the envelopes for, you know, sexy, fetishy, kind of fetishy. But it was an interesting movie. If you've never heard about it, Google it. 9 1/2 Weeks, Mickey Rourke, Kim Basinger. And they were doing a whole bunch of interesting stuff in this movie. But again, speaking of food, there was a scene, I'm pretty sure they were in the kitchen or somewhere with the fridge opened up. And they were going at it and they were spreading food all over themselves, man. I don't know if it was like fruits and sauces and yogurt. I don't know what the fuck they were. Honey, I don't know what it was, but... But they were covering each other with food. So there, yeah, there you go. There's another fetish right there. There's the food fetish is long and well established there. And that's what inspired me to write my opening song. Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on. Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I appreciate it. Let me know what you think. Please stay safe. Please stay sane. I love all you guys. And have a good one. Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on. Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on. Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on. Dun, 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 dun. Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on.
Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on. Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on. Burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on. Hey, burnt Pop-Tarts turn me on.